This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما عن أبيه ثم قال وما أراه إلا رفعه أي رفعه إلى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the hadith like collection of Imam Ahmad with an authentic chain narration read to us by Abdullah ibn Umar narrates it from his father and he says وما أراه إلا رفعه meaning I'm certain that he referred this quote to being something the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. I say رفع meaning elevated the status of the quote by saying it's something the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام himself said. And the hadith is in of course the series of humbleness, which is I'm going to be sharing with you this week and next week inshallah. It's going to be six hadith in total. Here's the second one, and this is what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال يقول الله تبارك وتعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى says this hadith is Qudsi in its nature قال من تواضع لي هكذا ثم جعل باطن كفه إلى الأرض وأدناها إلى الأرض. So he said whoever it is that Allah سبحانه says whoever humbles themselves to me or for me like this and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام turned the inner part of his hand to the ground. He brought it closer to the ground, went like this, alayhi salatu wasalam. قال رفعته هكذا قال وجعل باطن كفه إلى السماء ثم رفعها إليها. He said, I will elevate his status like this, and he turned his hand around, and he put his hand up towards the sky, alayhi salatu wasalam, like this. So these are the hadith that are physical. Meaning when you narrate it, you have to make some moves, and you have to do it as the Sahabi did. So some hadith are narrated with a movement, with a gesture, in a specific position. This is known within the science of hadith, that not only is it the readings of the Prophet ﷺ, so sometimes there are things he did, he smiled, or he moved in a certain way, that when you narrate the hadith, you have to make those gestures and those movements as he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this hadith, this is one of them, where he made these movements, alayhi salam. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever humbles themselves to me like this, I will raise their status like this. And this is yani, one of the hallmark or yani, a hadith with, regarding humbleness. That by nature, your nafs won't do it. You have to actually do it yourself. Like, humbleness will not occur naturally. You have to bring it upon yourself. Like you have to teach yourself how to do it and you have to find out why it's important to be done. If you leave your nafs, it will not make this conclusion on its own. It will do the absolute opposite. Like your nafs, if left to, you know, to choose what it's going to do, it's not going to make that choice. It's going to make the other choice 10 times out of 10. It's going to look for arrogance and vanity, and it's going to try and to see itself to be superior to others, and it's going to try to demean other people and, you know, raise its own status above others. That's what it's going to do every time. So you have to actually do this yourself. You have to make a choice of humbling yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an easier said than done concept. I mean, it's easy for you to say it, but you to understand what that means takes a little bit of time. Humbleness take this definition and think about it as you drive home today. Humbleness is understanding reality. Humbleness is seeing things within their reality. It's not an artificial concept. It's not you're artificially bringing yourself from a higher position to a lower position. It is your ability to see reality as it is. Reality as it is that we are all absolutely the same. We're all absolutely equal. There is nothing that makes any of us better than anyone else. That is the reality of the matter, that we are turab, and we will return to turab. The reality is that we are dust, and to the soil we will return again. And there is nothing that we possess that we actually made ourselves, so there's no reason for us to feel superior to anything. Forget about to people, to anything that is alive or non-alive. That is the reality. The nafs doesn't like that reality, so it will refuse to acknowledge it, accept it, and live by it. So you have to take time to understand it yourself, so that you're able to humble yourself to where you need to be. That's why you did like this, alayhi salam. So come down to the earth from which you emerged. It's not that you are less or that you are lower, no. It's just you are from the earth. So bring yourself down to where the earth is and feel that and feel good about it because that's where you come from. It's fine. And if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will elevate your status in a different place, in a different way, in a different time, in a different way. But you need to, in order for Him to elevate your status, you have to acknowledge the reality of who you are and where you came from and what you are. And if without doing that, then you, that doesn't work. If you don't, it doesn't work. This takes time. It takes time because the nafs doesn't like this. You're probably listening to this, you don't even like yourself, but that's okay. This is the reality of the matter, is that we are servants. What good servant has a big ego? If you have a servant, then you have a big ego is not something a servant is. A good servant doesn't have an ego. A good servant is not interested in what you're doing for them and what's in it for them. A servant just does whatever it is they're requested to do by their master. Now, alhamdulillah, yani, we don't have much left of that. There's a lot left of it. It's just not as apparent. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the master, and I am the servant. A good servant doesn't really have much of an ego when he serves his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that requires understanding what I am and what He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think this is the first hadith that, opening the door for us to talk about this, so I hope you will reflect on some of these ideas, and I'll continue to explain it, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. يَوْمُ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ فِي مُسْنَدِهِ بِسَلَدٍ صَحِيحٍ عَبِّ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِي اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَ عَنْ أَبِيهِ مَا أَرَاهُ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تبارك وتعالى من تواضع لي هكذا رفعته هكذا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى